Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I appreciate your time. Thank you for watching. A lot of crazy stuff going on, including yesterday, the government pausing all exports of firearms and ammunition and stuff. We're going to want to talk about that, but first, please excuse the scorch mark on my lip. That's a 6.5 arc burn. I was at Naughty After Dark. Opie and the Smokies put on an event, phenomenal event. If you're looking to get exposed to night vision or thermal, a lot of cool things happened there. It was a good time. Also, blackout coffee. This is what's saving my day. It's kind of hard to drink hot coffee with a burn on part of your lip, but I'm making do. Check us out, 20% off of our signature and flavored blends. Use code SPOOKY, blackoutcoffee.com/GNG. While I was at the event yesterday in a field in the middle of nowhere with no signal, I was notified by a friend who is deeply involved in the military and has been for a very long time, gave me a heads up, and I have something I want to share with you. I'm going to read right from it. I am not going to have any assumptions. I'm going to read what has been put out. This is from the U.S. Department of Commerce, the Bureau of Industry and Security. And it says, effective immediately, the U.S. Department of Commerce, the department, is pausing for approximately 90 days the issuance of new export licenses involving certain firearms, related components, and ammunition under its jurisdiction and the provision of new export assistance activities for such products to all non-governmental end users worldwide, apart from those in certain destinations. The department may take additional steps to further U.S. national security and foreign policy interests. During this pause period, the department will further assess certain firearm export control review policies to determine whether any changes are warranted to advance U.S. national security and foreign policy interests. The review will be conducted with urgency and will enable the department to more effectively assess and mitigate the risk of firearms being diverted to entities or activities that promote regional instability, violate human rights, or fuel criminal activities. This pause applies to the Bureau of Industry and Security's issuance of new licenses involving certain firearms, related components, and ammunition controlled on the Commerce Control List, blah, 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 specifically the following four export control classification numbers, blah, 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 that are destined for non-governmental end users worldwide, apart from those located in Ukraine, Israel, or country in country group 1 of the WAPS. Consistent with the above, the department's International Trade Administration, Global Markets, and U.S. and Foreign Commercial Service is pausing acceptance of new requests for export assistance, fee or non-fee based, for firearms and ammunition to non-governmental end users worldwide, apart from those located in Ukraine, Israel, and country group A1. The ITA pause applies to semi-automatic and non-automatic firearms, shotguns and receivers, frames, and ammunition. So, guns, ammo, and optics are the areas that are being paused, but not to governmental agencies or Israel, Ukraine. So it appears as though the U.S. is trying to tighten the funnel of exports and where they go in order to further national security or U.S. interests abroad. Again, 90 days, they're not saying anything more or anything less. The rest of the document I had was specific questions for exporters, but this is, I don't think this has ever been done before. I'd have to double check with my buddy who is very, very knowledgeable in this area. Thanks, you know who. I'm not going to say his name because I don't know if he wants that out there. But thank you for the information. Guys, what do you think of this? It's likely tied to something, but that something is what we don't know yet. So, you know, I saw this yesterday. I don't remember where I saw it, but I want to put this out there to everybody who watches, because I know some folks who watch my channel are not, I was just going to take some coffee, but I have a burn. I know some people who watch my channel are not gun owners. That's fine. Knowledge is key for everybody. But I wanted to say this, with all the things happening here and abroad, there are don't know, what's the number, 75, 100 million gun owners, there are, what, 25 to 50, maybe 75 million AR-15s in circulation in this country. If we were the problem, you all would know it. And we are the United States civilians, the armed populace, those who don't fall victim of government can save you and protect you. We are the world's largest standing army. Remember that, y'all. Behind every blade of grass meant something when it was said, and it still holds true today. Be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. There are a lot of things that happen that if people took care of their community and didn't worry about what the big government would say if I happened to have something on me and step over this line or step over this line, things would end a lot faster. So I hope you understand my message. You got to say certain things certain ways, but protect yourself, protect others, be a protector. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.